Racing today in Victoria. Second meeting heads to Swan Hill. Rail is in the true position. Track rating is a good four. Trav Noonan's down the form for the 7 events. Trav, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Brendan, and good morning to all the listeners. Yeah, 7 races today from Swan Hill on a good four track. Looks a pretty good day of racing, so hopefully we can find a few winners.
First event on the cards of Maiden over 1,600 metres. 10, 14 and 17 are the scratchings here. Zolfany Street is the favourite for Alan, Mar and Eustace at 2.50. JD and Will might appreciate getting to Swan Hill, $5.50. Aquila Star, $7. $9. Amy's Pride Wild About Harry, $10.
Yeah, I think Zolfany Street definitely looks the horse to beat here, and as the market sort of identified, this horse will be hugely advantaged, stepping up 400 metres in distance from his first run at Donald, where he was just simply not sharp enough there at the 1,200 and was probably beaten by a pretty handy horse in Saucy Horsey. He's by Zofany out of a Galileo mare, so the step up to 1,600 looks ideal, and he was very strong late. In his debut performance there, Zolfany Street has to go on top for the Mar Eustace team here, the 6. To defeat the 8 Aquila Star, who was good on debut at Donald in the same race as JD and Will, they're both live chances here in this race. And the other one that's right in the picture is the 9 Deer Scent, who did make up good ground last time at Donald behind Atomic Rock. But numbers in the first going the way 6, 8, 9 and 3.
Race number 2 on the program is a maiden over 1,300 metres. Scratchings here are 2, 3, 6, 7, 8, 10, 13, 17, 18 and 20. Logan McNeil is the rider for number 19. Watch Point, Tab Fixed Odds favourite. Moxitation at $3.40, prepared locally by Nathan Hobson. Fiasco Test, different circumstances. Mornington to Swan Hills a long way, $4.80. Divine Diablo at $5. Punter $6.50. $7. Grizzlies $8.50. Crackhorn.
Yeah, I think Mar Eustace can make it a double in the first two races on the program at Swan Hill with Divine Diablo. This horse was disappointing on debut at Ballarat back in March, but had excuses for that in performance with some throat abnormalities. Comes back here with two strong jump outs at Caulfield, the most recent of which was up the hill there and was very strong late. I think John Allen in the saddle first up here is going to be very hard to hold out the 16 Divine Diablo. No knock on the 14 Fiasco Tess, who was desperately unlucky on debut at Bairnsdale when just held up at a crucial stage in the straight. Finished 5th there on that occasion. I think can definitely make its presence felt here with Damien Thornton. 4 Moxitation was good on debut at Matoa when making good ground behind Ashford Street. That form looks good for a race like this. And then the 5 Punter, who's around the mark, gets the blinkers on and can figure in the finish. 16, 14, 4, 5 in the second.
Race number 3 is a 0 to 58, 975 metres is the trip here. 13 is the scratching in the locals to the 4 at the top of the betting market. Wasabi, $3.70. Melaleuca, $4. Mallyhammer, $5. It's a Sahara, $7. Then Logo Logic at $9. And Ricarta is a $10 chance.
Yeah, this is a tough little race here, the 3rd. Went for a little bit of value with the top weight Logo Logic, who's jumped out quite nicely at Sananet in preparation for this. Only win came first up, and relative to form last preparation, you'd think he'd be pretty competitive in a race like this. So happy to go with the 1 Logo Logic on top at an each-way price from 2 Maliorca, who's got a great record here at Swan Hill at the 9.75. He's had 8 goes of this track and distance for a win, 3 seconds and a 3rd. You'd think on that record he's going to be very competitive here at his home track. 6 Wasabi is another one who races well here on her home track. Was competitive last time at Mildura in probably stronger grade. Has to be amongst the winning chances. And 5 It's a Sahara is another one who's raced well here at Swan Hill at this unique trip, the 9.75. So it can be around the finish. But 1, 2, 6, 5 in the 3rd.
Race number 4, first leg of the Cordy, the Murray Mallee Sprint Series, 4th heat. It's a benchmark 70, 1200. The trip scratchings 5, 6, and 10. Tatum Bull goes on to Bob's Relish number 9. Luana Magic placed at listed level, 4th at listed level 2 starts ago. The $2.30 favourite. Start and Last $3.40. Rossman at 7. Medieval Miss 9.50. My Diva's 11.
Yeah, you reference a really good point there, Brendan. That was that Luana Magic 2 starts ago finished 1.5 lengths off the Astrologist and Banquo. I'd love to know what price the Astrologist would be in a 1,200-metre benchmark 7 in a Sunday at Swan Hill. I imagine very, very short. And $2.35 for Luana Magic, who's gone back to the jump out since his last run and was very impressive at stall, I think is an absolute gift. He should be bolting up here really sickly if he brings his best. Seven Overland may be the each way sort of value runner. He's a very good horse. Left fresh and was good last time at Mildura and likes this track. And, of course, is trained by Nathan Hobson. You can't disregard his horses at Swan Hill. 4 starred and last. He's probably taken a little bit back by getting back onto a good surface. He's much better on these soft tracks, but was good winner last time at Mildura, and the Mar Eustace stables got her going well. And 8 Rossman can probably make his presence felt first up, but 2 a clear standout here, Awana Magic. 2.7, 4.8 in the fourth.
Race number 5 is a benchmark 70, heat of the Murray Mallee Stayers Series over the 2,400 metres. 4 and 9 come out here. Bainbridge is the favourite, $2.25. Yulong Captain, $3.50. Deserved at 6 upswing at $8.50 with Dunman. Who are we liking here, Trav?
Yeah, I think Yulong Captain gets his chance to get back into the winner's circle here for the Ben and JD Hayes camp. He's 4th up, building fitness. I thought his last start performance at Flemington was full of merit when he was deep on the course and kept sort of coming to the line. Was beaten sort of 5 lengths by Hosier and Turidan, a very fast run race. Was only sort of a length off Orleans Rock. I think that's good form for this. He's actually won at this track and distance in the past as a younger horse. And the step out to 2,400 is probably the making for this galloper. His best performances have all sort of come at 2,400 in recent time. His last 2,400-metre performance, he's actually went down ahead to Long Arm, who was very competitive earlier this year in the Adelaide Cup. I think he's going to be pretty hard to hold out, the 2 Yulong Captain. No real knocks on the 5 Bainbridge except the price. I just think he's a little bit short considering he doesn't have the CV of Yulong Captain, but he was pretty good last week at Cranbourne. The step up to 2,400 seems like it will suit the son of Rebel Raider, and Liam Howley has his team going in fantastic form at the moment. 1 Shooting the Mobs, you know, probably on his last sort of performance here at the flat. If he can't do anything here, then he probably just jumps only from here on in. But, you know, you go back earlier this year, he was competitive in Adelaide Cup. He's building fitness, has had the hurdle trial, so perhaps he can do something here. And the 7 Deserve was good last time and can be competitive again. 2.5, 1.7 in the fifth.
Race number 6 is 0-58. We state the 2,400 metres. Scratchings here 2, 7, 10, 12, and 14. Hakuna Matata is the Tam Fixed Odds favourite here, coming back off a jumps run at Coleraine, $4.60. Bungalali Babe, $4.80. Dente at $5. The Dominator, $6. Star Watcher, $6.50. Grand Quill at $7, $9. Blazing Lace, a few given a chance in an open 58.
Yeah, open's a good word for it, Brendan. I found this incredibly hard and went looking for a bit of value and may have found it here with Savvy Acquisition, who the last time just didn't get going at all on a heavy track, which he just seems to despise. The start prior at Warwicknabeal, I thought he was a good effort behind Franklin Spinciarato. The format of that race has been very strong for a restricted 58. There's been 4 subsequent winners out of it. And I think at $27, he's an extremely long price. Getting back to a good surface, up to 2,400, can make a strong case for him here that he's well over the odds, the 13. So putting him on top in an open race, Savvy Acquisition. 5 Dante's racing in pretty good form. Back in grade is a definite plus for him. And he does tend to like this distance. Dean Yendall in the saddle is another big tick. 4 Bungalali Babes racing in really strong form of late. Has to be a winning chance and has placed here in the past at 2,400 and won the Dominator. He'll put himself up on top of the speed. He does mix jumping and flat racing with good success and he'll run well for you at, you know, an each-way price. 13, 5, 4 and 1, but a race with sort of minimal confidence.
Final event on the program is a 0-58, 1600 the distance. Six comes out, Dixie Bullet, the equal favourite, with Costa Maya number 11, both at $4. A Fighting Fury, $4.60. Hot Seat, $5.50. Malevolent at $12. Bambolina at $18. And Helicopter, $19.
Yeah, Dixie Bullet and Costa Maya, definitely the two key chances, as the market has sort of indicated. Costa Maya is probably going to be giving Dixie Built a head start in the run, and because of that, gone the way of Dixie Built. It just is racing in a rich vein of form for the Cirque team. T.O. Nugent will really suit this horse. He's a good front-running jockey, and you just look at his form the last couple, he's just racing in a great zest. Finishing second last time at Wodonga, he's on the quick backup. He seems to handle that, and he'll give you a great sight for your money again, the three Dixie Built. No knock in the 11, Costa Maya, who's in really good form at her last two starts at Mildura. Was strong late there behind Lunch Session, the Wrangler, and a pretty strong benchmark, 58. Has to be respected here with Linda Meach on the minimum weight. 2-4 Nays could be an improver, getting back to a turf surface. Was okay first up, and then I don't think he appreciated the synthetic. And 5 Hot Seat. He's a little bit of a query at the mile, but he's racing well and has the class to be competitive here. 3-11, 2-5 in the last. Best bet of the day, race 4, number 2, Luana Magic. I think he's incredibly well placed. The $2.40 on offer is, I think, very generous. Next best, race 5, number 2, Yulong Captain. Getting out to the 2,400 today, I think, is a big tick for him. And the value, sort of on an each-way play, a little bit of a speculative play, but race 6, number 13, Savvy Acquisition. Getting out to 2,400 on a dry track seems big odds. Quaddy, race 4, we'll just take the 2, Luana Magic, 1 out. Race 5, we'll take 1, 2, 5. Race 6, 1, 4, 5, 13. And in the last, 2, 3, 11. Good luck to everyone having a play at Swan Hill.
Best of luck today, Trav.
Thanks, Brendan.